In this video, we are talking about work, money, and household stewardship. For many single mothers, money is not an abstract topic. It is emotional, it is practical, it is spiritual. It touches groceries, rent, transportation, school needs, medical bills, clothing, childcare, debt, and the fear of not having enough. You may be working long hours, you may be looking for work. You may be balancing school and parenting. You may be waiting for support that does not come reliably. You may be rebuilding after divorce, abandonment, loss, or crisis. This course does not provide financial advising, legal advice, tax advice, or employment counseling, but it can help you ask wise questions and take faithful next steps. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, "Here, moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful." A steward is someone entrusted with something that belongs to God. Your home belongs to God. Your children belong to God. Your body belongs to God. Your time, money, energy, work, and decisions are all part of faithful stewardship. Faithful stewardship does not mean you have plenty. It does not mean you never feel afraid. It does not mean every bill is easy to pay. Faithful stewardship means you bring your real situation into the light and ask, "Lord, what is the next wise step?" That may include writing down what is coming in and what is going out. It may include naming urgent bills. It may include calling a company before a bill is late. It may include asking a trusted person to help you think through a basic budget. It may include checking whether your church, community, or local services can help with food, transportation, childcare, employment support, or emergency needs. It may include saying no to spending that comes from stress, loneliness, pressure, or guilt. It may include making peace with small beginnings. Philippians 4:11-13 reminds us that Paul learned contentment in different circumstances. Contentment is not pretending everything is fine. Contentment is learning that Christ is present in both need and provision. You are not less honorable because you need help. You are not a failure because you have to plan carefully. You are a mother doing real stewardship in a real life. Reflection question: what money, work, or household responsibility needs to be brought into the light this week? Gentle next step: write down one practical financial or household question and bring it to prayer or to a wise support person.